and this has led to the new tenants purchase scheme that was rolled out a number of years ago. People have went to acquire their houses, got the onto their financial institutions and got the mortgages in place, and then got a letter back from the council to say that they can't proceed with it due to the substandard of workmanship and the mica that is in the houses.
Now, you have said that the council itself isn't at fault, but more so higher levels than that.
Yeah, it's a national fund, and I suppose at the end of the day the council can't do anything until this mica is the rollout of mica is brought into place, so they can't be able to do anything. But what I would say is, for ourselves as a local authority, we need to be pushing the government and fast tracking it, because people are paying rent in houses as well, and they're looking to buy these houses out, so it's more dead money, number one. And as well as that, people that are renting houses from local authority, like, the houses aren't up to standard. There's a lot of dampness, there's small children in these houses, and they're picking up all type of illnesses, like especially people maybe that are suffering from asthma as well.
The housing minister, in his latest response, he has said that the redress scheme in writing, as it were, is almost complete. That surely is positive.
Yeah, look, it's positive, but look, I think it's gone on long enough. We've been talking a long, long time about it. Donegal County Council here is a local body. We're sitting in limbo and we're waiting. We can't do anything. We can't touch the houses because we're waiting on this redress. And again, the only people suffering is the tenants that's in these houses. Number one, the people that want to buy them out are suffering because they're paying dead money in rent. And number two, the people that's paying rent, they're paying rent for a substandard house, as far as I'm concerned. If it was anybody in the private landlord rental market, they would not be get away with what's happening at the moment.